And it came to pass, verse 17, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And Elijah said, I'm not the one that's troubling Israel. You are. You know, the liberal has always blamed the fundamentalist for causing a division in the church. But who really caused it? The church believed something at one time. Who brought the bifurcation in the church? Who was it that led the church away from its foundation? Well, the liberal did. That is the way it happened. But he blames it on the fundamentalists today. I always say concerning my denomination, somebody said, you left your denomination. I said, no, I didn't leave my denomination. They left me. They went off from me. I didn't leave. I still believe what I did at the very beginning. They have departed. Now, we are going to see Elijah now speaking to Ahab. And then we'll have the great contest of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And when Elijah's put over against these several hundred prophets, it's about an even match, by the way. Elijah's equal to about that many. You see, that's always the custom of the liberal to blame any trouble in the church on the fundamentalists. He's never been to blame. Fact of the matter is, he's lily white. And here, old Ahab blames Elijah for the problem. And Elijah stirred up things. The Word of God will always stir up things. The interesting thing is, rats will always scurry to a dark corner when the light's turned on. Verse 18, and he answered, I have not troubled Israel. Now this is Elijah speaking, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now, that kind of preaching you can't misunderstand. That's not double talk. That is telling it like it is. Verse 19, now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, now this is going to be a great contest. And the people have assembled there. And actually the people were pretending to worship the living and true God, but they also were worshiping Baal. And it's that type of double talk, double life, two-faced method that today, I think, has become so abhorrent and a stench in the nostrils of God. And it's turned off a great many people as far as the church is concerned. If the average unsaved man knew the church as I know it today, I have my doubts whether he'd ever darken the door of the church. There ever is a place where things should be made clear and plain and simple and forthright. It's in the church. And unfortunately, that's where there's more double talk today and more absolutely beating around the bush instead of stating it as it is.